Oh, that we would see and receive the grace of God. Now, lest you think this is only for unbelievers, that they would see and receive the gospel, I have a little section of application / meditation / personal examination for the believer. The gospel is the heartbeat of the Christian life. It is the heartbeat of the Christian life. It is not only the thing that brings us into a relationship with God. Is it the thing that brings us into a relationship with God? Yes, of course. The gospel working through the power of the Spirit. But it's the thing that keeps us growing. It's the heartbeat of the Christian life. And you need a heartbeat to continue living. And as a Christian, you need the gospel to continue growing. A seed does not only need water when it's first in the ground so that it may sprout a little something. It continues to need water so that it keep growing and come up out and break ground. And then you can stop watering it, right? No, it continues to need water so that it can grow into a tree. But then you can stop watering it. No, it continues to need water so that it can bear fruit and be useful. And the gospel of Jesus Christ is like water to the heart. I'll give you one more illustration on this. A husband and wife, think of them before they're married. And he needs to get to know the woman, his would-be wife. He needs to look at her, and he needs to listen to her, and he needs to spend time with her. He needs to communicate with her in order to start a relationship and establish a relationship. And how foolish would it be if once they're married and now the relationship has begun and now the relationship has been established, he doesn't care at all about looking at her and he doesn't care at all about listening to her. He doesn't care at all about communicating with her. He doesn't care at all about her. The relationship between her and him is mediated by their communication one with another. Seeing one another, you cannot move on to that. You cannot become a husband who just makes money and does chores around the house. That's not what being a husband is. And that's not what being a Christian is either. It's not just coming and doing jobs and contributing financially. Christianity is about fellowship with Jesus. So I use the husband and wife illustration because the gospel is the way God makes himself known to us. It's the way he shows himself to us. All the different things you know about God, all the different things you know about the Bible, the one thing, the one central supreme thing that God wants you to get, that he wants you to see, is he wants you to see him as a mighty, mighty, and gracious Savior. This is God's eternal plan for all things, to create a people who see him as a mighty and merciful Savior through Jesus Christ and who worship him for that forever and all eternity. This is the thing that we must get. The point is, God mediates this about himself to us through the gospel. So if we move on from the gospel or are ho-hum about the gospel, or if we think that the gospel is only for unbelievers, I've moved on from that. I've graduated to a higher form of Christianity. That's absurd. That's absurd. This is the way God shows himself to us. It is like a wife talking to her husband. It's like a husband seeing his wife. The gospel is how God shows himself to you as a mighty and merciful Savior. Just as temptations ignite the flame of lust of the flesh and lust of the eyes and the pride of life, conversely, the gospel ignites the flame of love for God. The gospel ignites the flame and stokes love for each other, love for the Word. It stokes joy in our hearts, and you could go and peace in our hearts, and patience, all the fruit of the Holy Spirit, all things pertaining to godliness are stoked and stirred and brought to life by the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Word of God and the Spirit of God. So please, please don't hit the off switch as a believer when you hear that the gospel is being talked about. This should make us sit up straighter than ever.